Welcome to episode 46 of the Urantia Radio Podcast. So good to see you, and the numbers just keep climbing. We're, I think, almost at 3,000 listens, and the goal is to get to 10,000, and I appreciate your support. But you know what? We live in crazy times, and people need a good message. They simply need to know that all of their strivings, all of their longings are not in vain, and so that's why we do Urantia Radio, where we talk about one of the most important books of all time, the Urantia Revelation. And so this topic I've been wanting to tackle now for quite some time. And so here's what I'd like to say on the issue of deity in Western society, which is under the microscope. I believe there are three primary reasons why modern man has a hard time with religion, God, and faith, despite humanity's rich history, which includes all three. Number one, science. We've now lived under the influence of a secularized academia for over two centuries. We've been taught that if science can explain it, then it is real. Anything that is a matter of faith has to be embraced with skepticism. This is why the scientific method is important. If it can be proven with a set of facts, then it is real, verifiable, exact. God is neither exact or verifiable, because God as a concept is metaphysical, which means God cannot be measured by science. Number two, an overbearing church. We have to understand that at the time science and reason was emerging in the 16th and 17th century, the Catholic Church at that time was the single most powerful government and societal influencer in most of Europe and Eurasia. Its grip on education, culture, and especially religious practices was in many senses like how we might view the Taliban today in the sense of authority. Science allowed people to break away from the grasp of the church. Now, three centuries later, people put their faith in science as they once did in the Catholic Church. They don't do it to the church anymore, and in doing so, what we have done is we've tossed the baby out with the bathwater. We've given up on God because we've broken away from the church, which represented God. And the third reason that faith and science seem to be in great conflict is evolution, which comes from the scientific study of life development. And it is in direct conflict with faith because we've been taught that faith asserts that man was created by God, and that all life was created. That is to say, life came into being because someone, God, wished it into existence. And that someone, of course, is God or deity. Now, most people of faith are deeply conflicted with an either-or proposition. Can you have faith and believe in science? Now, people are being told that either science is real or God is real. And yet science is provable, therefore it's a strong argument against deity. And as the years have progressed, more and more people have become less and less religious because of the false assumption that science and faith are mutually exclusive. To me, the solution is self-evident. Science has to be viewed as compatible with faith. Today's religionists should have no issue, no conflict with science. Evolution is an indication of intentional growth, perfection attainment, equilibrium adjustment. There is no reason to believe God doesn't use evolution to make things happen. And it's time for people of faith to be given permission to believe in the scientific fact of evolution. A doctor can have a relationship with God on a non-physical level because, like the scientist, God is also a personality, even the source of personality. And personality is not measured by material science. It is measured by intellectual and spiritual value. As is often said, mind is to matter what spirit is to thought. It is a higher level of reality consciousness that is not bound, nor is it responsive to physical gravity. Our minds are not gravity responsive in the material sense, but they are responsive to the universal mind, which draws us to the desire to know truth. So, in order to solve the problem of whether science and religion can coexist, one only has to remember that the true science is also the pursuit of truth. and no scientist can deny the reality of progressive evolution in life, which in itself displays forward and ever-perfecting motion. Or as stated in paper 65 of the UB on evolution, there is original endowment of adaptation in living things and beings. In every living plant or animal cell, in every living organism, material or spiritual, there is an insatiable craving for the attainment of ever-increasing perfection, of environmental adjustment, organismal adaptation, and augmented life realization. These interminable efforts of all living things evidence the existence within them of an innate striving for perfection. And finally, the individual's yardstick for time measurement is the length of his life. All creatures are thus time-conditioned, and therefore do they regard evolution as being a long, drawn-out process. To those of us whose lifespan is not limited by a temporal existence, evolution does not seem to be such a protracted transaction. On paradise, whether time is non-existent, these things are all present in the mind of infinity and the acts of eternity. That concludes this episode. Feel free to email us at urantiabookradio@gmail.com. Until next time, thank you for downloading and listening to this global podcast, The Fifth Epical Revelation. We'll see you next time.